Morning, everyone. Well, thank you. Welcome to our Lessons Carol service this morning. Thank you for those who've been praying for me this week. I was not well last week and I wasn't here, so thank you for that. I'm feeling much better, which is great. I've got a little announcement to make. We have our New Year family ceilidh coming up on the 3rd of January. Yeah. I'm going to say that again. Let's try that again. We have our New Year family ceilidh coming up on the 3rd of January. There we go. Tickets are £4 an adult or £12 for a family of four. And all the money will go to our youth group and our youth alpha that's coming up. So all the funds will go straight to that. If you'd like tickets, come see myself or Robert. And it has all details of what you get for the ticket as well as where the money is going. So come see us after the service. Either Robert or myself will give you the tickets. Okay? Thank you very much.
Good morning, church. Very warm welcome to you all to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. It's always good to see so many people in church. On behalf of our congregation and parish, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time or doing so after a long while. Today's service is of lessons and carols, meaning we will be singing those beautiful Christmas hymns. Please enjoy them. And after the service, you are welcome to join us for teas and coffees at our church hall. Welcome also to those who are worshiping via Zoom and those who will be listening to our service from our church's website. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, Joy to the World, the Lord is Come, 320. Let us pray. Loving and faithful God, we come before you with hearts full of wonder and gratitude, amazed by the ways you surprise us with your love and grace. Just as you spoke to Joseph through an angel and filled the night sky with light for the shepherds, you remind us that you are near, guiding us, loving us, and inviting us into your perfect plan. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. In this Advent season, as we prepare our hearts for the coming of your Son, we ask that you meet us here in this time of worship. Open our hearts to your truth, our minds to your word, and our lives to your spirit, so that we may reflect the light and love of Christ in all that we do. Merciful God, we confess that we often struggle to trust you, especially when life takes unexpected turns. Like Joseph, we are quick to worry when things don't go as planned. Like the shepherds, we sometimes fear what we do not understand. Forgive us for the times we have doubted your goodness or ignored your call to trust and obey. We confess that we often choose comfort over courage and hold back from sharing your good news with others. Forgive us for moments when we let fear or pride take us from being part of your plan. Lord, have mercy on us. Renew our faith and fill us with the joy and peace that only you can give, so that we may live as your people, proclaiming your love to the world. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our first reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary had promised to be married to Joseph. But before they started to live together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because the baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin is going to have a baby. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not sleep with her until she gave birth to a son. And Joseph gave him the name Jesus. Thanks be to God. Our second carol is Unto Us a Boy is Born.
Have children in church this morning? I think I saw some. Who would like to light the second Advent candle. Who wants to light the second Advent candle? Not many hands are up. Jacob? This one? Good. How are you this morning? Good? Do you like this weather? You like the weather? Kind of. Okay. So we are here again now, and we are about to have a children's talk. And I want to talk about surprises. Do you like surprises? You like surprises? Why do you like surprises? Pardon? You like some surprises. That's a very ingenious answer. You like some surprises. So why do you like surprises? And I mean big surprises. Can you remember any surprises that you've had in your life? Maybe a birthday party you never expected? Would that be a good surprise? A birthday party you never expected? Or maybe a gift you really wanted. Oop, you just found it. I don't know whether my children like surprises. You know, last night, they decided to do PowerPoint presentations of the gifts they want for Christmas. And Florence and myself and their grandmom, we were in a panel to determine whether they had any just reasons for asking what they were asking. So each of them came through and connected their phones to the TV and were making a PowerPoint presentation and justifying their gifts. Now, if we provide those things, it will not be a surprise because they already know what they want. But surprises can be really exciting, but sometimes also difficult. Now, let me ask another question. If you could be any animal, what would you choose? If you could be any animal, what would you choose? Yes? A cat? Okay, a cat. Why a cat? Because of the furry. Okay. Sounds good. What would you choose if you could be any animal? Yes? A pig. Oh, interesting. Why a pig? You get to rule around in mud. I would probably choose a lion. You know why? You would choose a cow, Anna. I don't think you've ever, have you ever seen a cow? I would choose a lion because lions are strong. Or I would choose a bird because birds can fly. But what if you were asked to choose something like a tiny ant? Would that be a good surprise? That wouldn't be any good surprise because I don't think that we really like ants. Now, talking about surprises, there is a story about a man in the Bible. He was called Joseph. Joseph was a wonderful man. He was a very faithful man. And he was going to marry a very beautiful woman called Mary. But then he found out that Mary was going to have a child, and he knew nothing about it. So he had a choice to make, whether to still get married to Mary or to probably just abandon her. And then he had a dream. Surprise. Surprise. That dream was from God, telling him to take Mary to be his wife. And that the child she was carrying was a surprised gift for the world. And that child was going to be called who? Jesus. And do you know why Jesus was born? Yeah? At Christmas time. That is when he was born. Why was he born? To save us from our sin. And that, to me, seems to be the biggest surprise and the biggest gift And so Joseph took Mary to be his wife. And when the child was born, he was given the name Jesus. What is another name for Jesus? Emmanuel. These children are so brilliant. Can we put our hands together for the children? And Emmanuel means, what does Emmanuel mean? He's Son of God. Another meaning for Emmanuel? God with us. Emmanuel means God with us. So, through Jesus Christ, God is with us. And that is a big surprise that came to all of us to save us. And that is the biggest gift. So at Christmas time, we celebrate the gift of God and this wonderful surprise that came through this man, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this morning. And we thank you for this lesson about Joseph and Mary and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who came into this world for the sake of our sins. We pray that you continue to guide, bless, and strengthen us, especially our children in their process of learning, increase their faith. And may you walk with us all the days of our life. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw, 310.
Oh, The second reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, 6 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thanks be to God.
Our third reading. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin," the angel answered, "the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word of God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Thanks be to God. And our next carol is "No Wind at the Window," sung to a very familiar tune.
Thank you. fourth reading is from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 and verses 3 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Thanks be to God. Our next carol is O Little Town of Bethlehem.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen, and thanks be to God.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Thanks be to God. Our next carol is "The First Noel the Angel Did Say," and we're omitting verse 6.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this Advent season, we bring before you the needs of the world and the concerns of our hearts. We pray for peace in our world, especially in places torn apart by conflict, fear, and division. Just as the angels proclaimed peace on earth at the birth of Christ, may your peace reign in the hearts of all people. We lift up those who are struggling during this season, those who feel lonely, anxious, or burdened by life's challenges. Comfort them with your presence and remind them of the hope and joy that Jesus Christ brings. We pray for your church that we may be faithful in sharing the good news of Jesus. Help us to be like the shepherds, proclaiming your love with excitement and boldness. Guide our leaders, strengthen our fellowship, and use us as instruments of your peace. Lord, we also bring before you the needs of those in our community, especially those we now name in our hearts. Be with the sick, the grieving, and all who need to feel your healing touch. As we enter this new week, help us to trust you in all things. Lead us through the narrow doors of faith, courage, and love, and remind us that you are always with us, holding us securely in your hands. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. As we bring our service to its close, I want to ask a very simple but powerful question. What is the best news ever that you have received? I'm sure we would share many experiences of good news. For example, a newly wedded couple, when the doctors announced that they are expecting a first child, it's wonderful news. Maybe you are a grandparent, or you are grandparents. I'm trying to think about a good news I've recently received. We've not yet made an official announcement, but my book was published in October. That was wonderful news. And I'm thinking about the shepherds who were looking after their sheep, minding their own business. And then suddenly, they found that the whole place was lighted up because they had a visit from an angel of God. They were frightened. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news." Seems to me that was really wonderful news. Today, a Savior is born, Christ the Lord. And the angels described where this baby was. They were excited. And there was a choir of angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Now, when the angels left, the shepherds looked at each other and said, "We have to go see this for ourselves." And they went to Bethlehem to see the baby who had been born, Jesus Christ. According to Scripture, these shepherds were very lowly people, but God revealed himself to them. And they got the message of the newborn child before many other powerful people. And one of the lessons I learned is that God chooses ordinary people for big things. The shepherds were not kings or superheroes. They were regular people like you and me. But God chose them to hear the best news first. And this shows us that God's love, or that God loves and uses everyone, no matter who they are. But most especially that Jesus Christ brings joy to the world. The angel called Jesus good news of great joy for all people. When you have Jesus in your life, then you have joy. Isn't that awesome? Finally, we should share the good news of God's salvation. Just like the shepherds couldn't keep this news to themselves, we are called to bring the good news of salvation to people around us. So, who could you tell about Jesus today? Final hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, 301, as we bring this service to its close. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Amen.